Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And I'm ready to talk about how to improve business in 2016. This is really exciting. It's a clean slate. It's a new year. We certainly have to look at the results from last year. We have to evaluate what we did that was absolutely outstanding and continue it. And we have to absolutely look over our shoulder and see what we didn't do that we could have improved upon. And as you know, sales is the driving force to help your business become successful. Without increased sales, without consistent sales, you really have a problem. So let's focus on sales today. And here is a 7-point checklist to improve your sales. And the first question you want to ask yourself is, are you getting what you want out of your salespeople? If not, well, let's take a look at these steps. And the first one is, are you getting a timely report from your salespeople? Is there a specific time that they have to report to you and tell you exactly who they talked to, what they did, and what the results? Now, you'll get a lot of pushback from that. They'll say, I don't have time to do this. You don't understand. I'm not selling. But if you don't know what they're doing, if they're not using a contact manager, if they're not putting that information in, how are they going to know who to follow up on? And you really want to know if they're doing their job. You know, are your salespeople providing you with valuable customer feedback? Not the nonsense, you know, if I had better business cards, if a website was better, you know, if it was Tuesday instead of Thursday, we could do a better job of selling. But what are the customers out there saying? What are they saying about the company? What are they saying about the sales pitch? And you might even want to do some quality control, finding out what they're saying about your salesperson. Just call them up and say, hi, this is Freddie. You know, I'm the CEO of the company. I know that our salespeople, Jim, stopped by to see you. Just wanted to check and see if there's anything I could do for you. Quality control is the answer. And you're going to give your salespeople sales goals. Are those sales goals realistic? You know, it's easy to say, I want you to go out and sell $1 million this week. But is that really realistic? And each salesperson to meet those realistic goals has to have a goal for themselves. They have to have a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly goal. They have to talk about exactly what they're going to do. There has to be an action plan. How many new prospects do they need? How many do they need to identify? How many are they calling on? What's their closing ratio? Are they just calling on the same people all the time, or are they calling on new business? And that's where the report comes in. That's why it's really important. Salespeople get in the habit of calling on the same people over and over and over again and making their sales reports look like, wow, these people are really doing a phenomenal job. But they're really not. We always have to be looking for that new customer or client. Why? Well, businesses are sold. People go out of business. People close their business. There's new management. And there is going to be attrition. We want to try to keep it to a minimum, but we are going to lose a certain percentage of business through no fault of our own. And is your sales team working with the sales manager or with you? Is someone riding along with them on a regular basis? Is someone going out on that sales pitch and just listening to what they have to say? Now, sometimes a sales manager or an owner will go and ride with a salesperson and they'll get involved in the sales pitch. That's not what you want to do. You want to just sit there and you want to listen. Well, yes, but I want to save the deal. Yes, but how do you really know what your salesperson's doing? Your salespeople are your frontline people. They're the people that make it work for you. They bring in the revenue. They have to have the prospect. They have to be able to close the deal. And when the revenue comes in, then it goes to the next step, delivering the product. Then it goes to the next step, collecting the money. So think about what it really takes. We've got to have a prospect. We've got to have a sales pitch. We have to have a close. We have to have a contract or an agreement. When we have the agreement, then we have to fulfill the order. When we fulfill the order, we have to collect the money. Then we go back again and do it all over again. Salespeople sell. That's what they do. Salespeople don't make excuses, but you'll find in most sales departments, the salespeople will make excuses. They'll not just be selling. They'll be convincing the boss that they're doing a great job rather than out trying to convince the customer to buy the product. So take a few notes here. Listen to this again. You know, if you have any questions, just let me know. Email me at howard@talkbusinesswithhoward.com, and I'll answer them on the radio show for you. Okay? All right. Thank you so much. I do look forward to tomorrow. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. Let's have a great year in 2016. Let's start focusing on those sales. Sales are the lifeblood of the company. Without sales, there is nothing. And I know you can do this. Talk to you soon.
Connect with Howard anytime at TalkBusinessWithHoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.